Starting the top of Bet Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah, Shavuot, Shtayim, Shehein, Arba. So now the Mishnah begins, and the question the Gemara is going to ask, which we'll get to tomorrow, is why Shavuot here, why this is the beginning, you know, where do we leave off in Makot that continues into Shavuot? But Tosos asks even a more basic question here, is that we know that when it came to Nazir and Nidarim, right, they both began the same way, which is Kol Kunyei Nidarim Kinidarim and Kol Kunyei Nazir Kinidarim, right, Nazir. Say that Kol Kunyei Shvuot Kishvuot. So he wants to know, why don't we start the Mishnah with Kol Kunyei Shvuot Kishvuot, like we would start anywhere else when we deal with Shvuot, Nazir, Nidarim? Why don't we have a consistency in that way? So the answer that he gives is basically what the Gemara is going to, he connects into the Gemara. The Gemara is going to answer that we needed, the reason this connects to Masechet Makot is because of the Lashon of Shtayim Shehein Arba. So the Shtayim Shehein Arba is what connects it to the Masechet Makot, and therefore they wanted to start, they wanted to use that Lashon which connects it in. Now once we did that, the question is, why did they speak about Shavuot first? I mean, we have all these other items that are, we're going to see in a second, that are Shtayim Shein Arba. And that, Tosa says that the Ikar part of the Masechta is Shavuot, which is not so clear when you start learning the Masechta, because we won't read Shavuot until the third parak. Right, the first two Prokim deal with other items that are in our Mishnah. And that's because we're going to see in the Mishnah has a number of items that are enumerated have the same pattern of Shtayim Shehein Arba. Now, in those items, we have Shavuot, which is our Masechta. We have other items like Shabbos, which we've dealt with and has its own Masechta. But there are also items which we're going to deal with in a second, which are Tumah and Nigaim. And when it comes to Tumah and Nigaim, in the Bavli, there is no Masechta that would cover those items. There's no Masechta. We don't deal with Tarot in general. So therefore, the first two Prakim are dedicated to dealing with the Nigaim and Tumah that don't have their own Masechta. Then finally, in the third parak, we end up coming back to Shavuot, and then we deal with Shavuot for the rest of the Masechta, although not all Shavuot. This is Shavuot HaBitui, right? Then we'll deal with other things like Shavuot Beit Din and Shavuot Shavuot HaEidut, other types of Shavuot that also exist. So now, the reason that they put them together, my assumption is, Shtayim Shehein Arba is a consistent pattern. I mean, it's especially important when you're learning the Mishnayot by heart, when you have to learn it Baal Peh, to have a series of items that Shtayim Shehein Arba, Shtayim Shehein Arba. It's easier to remember. It's a way to keep, you know, information together that could have a similar pattern or similar mosaic to them. So the Mishnah says, Shvuot, Shtayim, Shein Arba. There are two items that are found in the Torah, but we know, Chazal Darshan, we end up with four. Now here we're talking about Shvuot HaBitui. Shvuot HaBitui is when someone takes a Shvuah, either expressing that they will do something, they won't do something, they did not do something, or they did do something. Now, in the Pasuk, it says, and this is by the end of Parshat Vayikra, it's the Parshat of Korban Oloi V'Yoreid. Over there in Oloi V'Yoreid, this has to do with the Shvuot Bitui, and it says in the Parshat that you take a Shvuot Lahara Ulehetiv. Right, so Lahara Ulehetiv means to be to good and bad. But over here, good and bad refers to positive statement and negative statement. So the Hara would mean something negative, I will not do something, right? And Lehetiv means I will do something. But they're both written in the future tense, which is the Shtayim. The Shtayim is a Shvuot HaBitui, a Shvuot that I will do something, for instance, I will eat this item, or a Shvuot that I will not eat such an item, or I will not eat this. So those two are the Shvuot that are found in the Torah. We darshan, the Arba that come out of this is the Drosha that we learn out from the Pasuk, that it's even Ron Atava Be'Avar, even in the past tense, which is that even if you say, right, I did eat, or I did not eat, that will be included under the category of Shvuot HaBitui. Again, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Next, Yediot HaTumah, these are also found in the Parsha of Korban Oleh V'Yoreid, which is Yediot HaTumah. Someone who is Tamei, and then he enters into the Migdash, or eats Kodesh, while he is Tamei. I mean, his Guf is Tamei, and he eats Kodesh, or enters the Migdash, while his Guf is Tamei. Now, obviously, if he knows his Guf is Tamei, and enters the Migdash, or eats Kodesh, he's a Mezid. So the case here is where he was Tamei, and then he forgot that he was Tamei. Right? Ne'alam mimenu. That's what the Pasuk says, that he forgot that he was Tamei, ne'alam mimenu, and then he enters into the Migdash, or he eats Kodesh, after he forgets that he is Tamei. So that is a case of Yediot HaTumah. Really, it's the Ne'alamot HaTumah, right? As Tosfos says right here, why do we call it Yediyot? It should be Halamot to Tumah. We'll see in a second that Yediyah has a lot to do with how we bring or what carbon you bring here. But Yediyot to Tumah, right, which is that I know that I was once Tamei, I forget about I was Tamei, and now I enter Kodesh, I enter Mikdash, I bring a carbon Ole V'yoreid, because that is V'alam Mimenu V'hu Tamei. He forgot that he was Tamei. Now the other possibility, that's the Shtayim that I mentioned in the Pasuk. The four, or the other two that come out of this, are the other possibility. There's a possibility that you forgot something else, which is, you remember that you're Tamei, but you forgot that this was Kodesh. Or you forgot that this was the Mikdash. Meaning that the halama, the forgetting, can be one of two ways. You can forget that you're Tamei, or you can forget, even when you know that you're Tamei, you can forget that you're eating Kodesh, you can forget that you're entering into the Mikdash. So that shogeg can happen in two possible ways. What's mentioned in the Pasuk is that the Tumah is ne'alam mimenu, and now the Shtayim Shenabar, we darshan, is that the additional two is that he forgets about the Mikdash and the Kodesh. Those are also classified as Yediyot Tumah. Next are Yitziyot HaShabbat, Shtayim Shehim Arba. That the Yitziyot HaShabbat is two, that ends up to being four. What is the Min HaTorah we know about Hotza'ah? That is taking something out, taking something from the Rishut HaYachid into the Rishut HaRabim. And we take something out from Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim, we know from the Mishnah and Shabbos that deals with Yitziyot HaShabbat, is that there are two ways, or two manifestations of taking something from Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim. One is the person's inside the Rishut HaYachid, and he takes an item, and he hands it, and he takes it out to the Rishut HaRabim, from the Rishut HaYachid. He's standing in the Rishut HaYachid, he takes it in his hand, and he places it down Rishut HaRabim. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that he's standing in the Rishut HaRabim, he reaches into the Rishut HaYachid, and takes it out to the Rishut HaRabim. Now, both of those are Hotzah. You're taking something from, an object from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim, but your placement is different. In one case, your placement is in the Rishut HaRabim. In the case, your placement's in the Rishut HaYachid. Both of those, you are chayv, those are the Shtayim Yachayv, because those are both classified as Hotza'ah. Now, what's the Shein Arba? Shein Arba is Hachnasa, right? The bringing of the item in to the Rishut HaYachid. If you're some objects in the Rishut HaRabim, and you're present moving it into the Rishut HaYachid, that Hachnasa is the Shein Arba. That Hachnasa also can have two manifestations. You can either be standing in Rishut HaRabim, and placing it into the Rishut HaYachid, that's one form of Hachnasa, or you could be standing in the Rishut HaYachid and then take something from the Rishut HaRabim and bring it in to the Rishut HaYachid. That's the other form of Hachnasa over here. So the two that are in the Torah, we have our Hotza'ah. The Gemara in Shabbos says that we know Hachnasa, right? Mali lafuke, mali leolule, it's a svaruhu. It's a svaruhu that we should also include Hachnasa. What's the difference if you're taking it out or you're bringing it in? But what's mentioned in the Pasuk is Hotza'ah, taking out from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim. I would say Ishvim Kamo B'Yom HaShabbat, that we can't move things out of the Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim on Shabbos. But the Gemara includes other items which are Hachnasa, the opposite, bringing it in. Tosus asks the question here, he asks in Shabbos as well, why here by the Melacha of Hotza'ah does it make a difference where you're standing? By any other melacha, it's the accomplishment of the melacha that matters. I mean, did I do Hotza'ah? Did I not do Hotza'ah? Who cares if I'm standing in the Rishut HaRabim? Who gives him standing in the Rishut HaYachid? Why does it make a difference whatsoever where I'm standing here? I mean, that any other malach, all I need to know is that I was in the Mishkan, it happened. How I do it doesn't matter. As long as I do it the way they did in the Mishkan, or I do it in a way that accomplishes what they did in the Mishkan, I'm chayav. So why do we all of a sudden talk about the Ani and the Baal, Bayit, the one who's standing inside, the one who's standing outside, and they move it? Why should it make a difference? So Tosfos says that one possible answer is that the chiddush here is about the fact that it's your hand. I mean, as opposed to walking with an object from the Rishut HaYachid to the Rishut HaRabim, or the other way around, you obviously can't do it. Hachnasa would be walking from the Rishut HaRabim into the Rishut HaYachid. That would be no problem. We'd know that, and that's right. There's only one manifestation of that. What's here that is interesting, and what becomes more difficult, is that your hand is doing the malacha here. You're taking an object with your hand, and then placing it down in Rishut HaRabim. What's the classification of your hand? Is your hand a Rishut HaRabim, or is your hand a Rishut HaYachid? That the Gemara of the Shabbos discusses, that it's neither Rishut HaYachid, nor Rishut HaRabim. It depends where it is, or whether it's, you know, Karav L'Arba Omot, on the ground. In the hand has a status of Dalet Amot or Dalet Amot, but it's not a Rishut HaYachid or Rishut HaRabim. It's determined by where you're standing. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah here, and the Chiddush in Gemara and Shabbos as well, is that why you talk about both the Baal HaBayit and the Ani, the one who's standing Rishut HaRabim, the one standing Rishut HaYachid, is because of this Chiddush about taking it out. That when your goof is in one place and your ado is in the other place, what's the din of your hand in those instances? What is the din of your hand? How do we classify your hand? And that's the Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam, who says it here, he says it also in Shabbos, says no. That this is what we know. Otzah is a malacha gruahi. Malacha gruahi means it's not a real malacha. And if you look at the 39 malachot, if you were to pick one malacha which doesn't look like a malacha at all, that is hotzah. So he calls it a malacha gruahi. So once you have a malacha gruahi, and he says, I can prove to you it's a malacha gruahi. Why? Because by no other of the malachot does the Gemara ask, give me a source for the malacha. Give me a source for the malacha. Where was it done in the Mishkan? What's the source for it? All this by hotzah. Also, we need a pasuk to find out where hotzah is. Then every time we do a toledah of hotzah, we want to know where was that in the Mishkan. You know what I mean? Where do they do the habara from one place to the next? All these items that Gemara is asking for sources for all these items. Rabbeinu Tam says, why? Why is the Gemara so desperate to look for sources here? The answer to Rabbeinu Tam says, because it's malacha gruahi. Even though it was in the Mishkan, nevertheless, it's not really like a malacha. It's a malacha because it was in the Mishkan, and Chazal tells us it's a malacha. But had it not been for Chazal, and we were looking for malachot, Totzah would not have been one of the malachot that we find. Because as opposed to other things where you're accomplishing, and you're creative, and you do some sort of change in the object, over here you're just right, moving an object from one place to the next. So that's why here, again, anything you want to be mechayev in Hotza'ah, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, you've got to say it explicitly. And that's why we have to mention both the Ani and the Balabait, the one is on the inside, one's on the outside, because nothing's obvious in Hotza'ah. Nothing's obvious because it's malacha gruahi. If you want to say something's chayav, you've got to spell it out that it is chayav over here. Right, the next case of Shtayim Shenarba is Marot Nigayim. Marot Nigayim are the colors or the nigayim, the tzarat has to be white in order to be tamei. How white it has to be tamei is a subject, right, to interpretation, and that is that interpretation has to do with what it says in the pasuk as well as what Chazal say. According to Chazal, there are four levels of white that one can have that would be tamei. The pasuk itself only mentions two. Alright, Sa'et and Baharet are the only two that are mentioned in the Pasuk, and the Gemara adds on the Sapachat, which is the Nispach, right, the derivative of the Sa'et and the derivative of the Baharet. So whereas Sa'et and Baharet refer to the whitest forms, which are, I mean, it is a machokas tanaim, but we'll go with the majority view, that is, it's white as sheleg, and as white as wool, you know, wool, the clean wool that came off of that was sheared off of a sheep. So those two are the whitest forms of nigayim, and then we have the sapachat, we have the derivatives of them, like the sida hechal, as well as the krum beitza. The Gemara, after it's finished off the Shtayim Shein Arba, the Gemara now comes down to Yediot HaTumah. And explaining Yediot HaTumah explains that there are different types of Yediot HaTumah, because that depends on when you're Yediah and when you're Shechayas. And that's what we want to speak about, how do you get Kapara for all these different forms. So the first one is, of these, first one, if Echieshba Yediah B'Tchila, he knew he was Tamei, Vidiyah B'Sof, in the end, he remembers that he was Tamei. Ve'alam ben Daim, and he forgot in the interim that he was Tamei, and he entered the Mikdash Reid Kodesh. Harizeh Be'olevi Yoreid. That's a Karban Olevi Yoreid. That's a classic case that you would find at the end of Parshat Vayikra. That's the case that we're talking about, you know, of Olevi Yoreid, Yediot HaTumah. But now we have other cases. What are those? Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila. He knew in the beginning that he was Tamei. Ve'bi Yediyah B'Sof. He never remembers after he had been Tamei. Forgets about it. He never recalls that he was Tamei. So then, Seir anaseh bifnim b'yom ha-kippurim toleh, the Seir that is done bifnim on Yom Kippur, as well as Yom Kippur itself, are toleh. They hang on, they protect him, ad shivadalo, v'yavi b'olah v'yoreid, until he remembers. And then he will bring in oleh v'yoreid. So Rashi comes over here, what do you mean toleh? He says, shekol ha-shogegim tzrichim kapara. We know that someone's shogeg requires kapara. L'shiyedu, when they find out about it. Alma, kodim yediyah anushim, or, right, anushim hein, that they are punishable. I mean, until the time you bring the kapara, then you will be subject to punishment. So in order to protect you in the interim, we need something to protect you until you remember and you can bring the kapara that is necessary. It's similar to the asham talui, right, where if someone is chayav achatat, he comes into a safek and he doesn't know if he's chayav achatat, he brings an asham talui. Why? Well, if he finds out that he really did the aveira, you know what he has to do? He still has to bring a chatat in the end. So what is the asham talui do for you? It's toleh. It protects you in the interim. So you have the same thing over here. Here, where he doesn't have the second yediyah to make himself chayav in the karban, whatever you rate, in the interim, he requires some sort of protection so he doesn't get punished right until he remembers that Tumah can bring the Korban Aliyah. What provides that protection? That's Yom Kippur and the Seir Bifnim on Yom Kippur. Ein ba yidiya b'tchila, aval yesh ba yidiya b'sof. He never knew that he was Tamei, but later on he realizes that he was Tamei. So what takes care of that? Seir anaseh b'chutz v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper. That the Seir anaseh b'chutz and Yom Kippur are mechaper. Now on Yom Kippur there are actually three, right, Seirim that are brought, the three chatot that are brought. You have the Seir Bifnim, which is the Seir whose dam is taken into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the pair to the Seir Lazazel. There's a Seir Bachutz, which is the Karban Musaf, the Seir Chatat that comes with the Karban Musaf. And then there's also the Seir La Azazel. Those are the three Seirim that are brought on Yom HaKippurim. So far we discussed two of them. One is the Seir Bifnim, and now we discuss the Seir Bachutz. Now, Shonemar, because it says about the Seir Bachutz, Milvad Chatata Kippurim. Right? This Seir Bachutz comes to be Mechaper on the Chataim, except for those that are covered by Chatata Kippurim. Amaz Zeshe Mechaper, Zeh Mechaper. I mean, it does the same thing. It picks up where the other one left off. The Seir Bifnim, what was it discussing? The Yediyot HaTumah. So, to over here, it's going to be Yediyot HaTumah. Ma Pinimi, Eim Mechaper, Dever Sheish Ba Yediya. Afchitzoni Mechaper, Dever Sheish Ba Yediya. She's like the Seir Bifnim only is Mechaper and something that has a Yediya. There's Yediya B'tchila. So, too, the Seir that is Bachutz also is only Mechaper and Dever Sheish Ba Yediya. Aval, what Yediya is that? And Yediya Ba Sof. Sheim B'tchila. The moral asks, but if you're comparing them already, why not say that exactly the same? How do you know that one's Yediya Bifnim, one's Yediya afterwards? That the Gemara will discuss. That's the last permutation. The last permutation, right? We have four permutations of what could happen here. The first permutation is, you know, in the beginning, you know, in the end, that's Karban Olevi Yoreit. The next permutation is, I know in the beginning, I don't know in the end, that's Seir Bifnim. Next permutation is, I don't know in the beginning, I do know in the end, that's Seir Bachutz. The last permutation is, right, I don't know at all. Ein sheba yediya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Seirei regalim v'seirei roshei chodeshim mechaprim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It says that the seir lechatat that is brought on the moadim, all the moadim and rosh chodesh, they all have the same karbanot, shiva parim and ayel echad, or they have shiva parim and shnei elim, and then there's a seir lechatat. So that seir lechatat is common to all of them, which is brought on regalim and brought on rosh chodesh as well. That's right, Parshat HaShavua, right. That's true. Parshat HaShavua. It's all the Karbanei Musaf, and that's the Seir Lechatat that is mentioned with all the Karbanei Musaf. All right, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei Regalim Mechaprim, Avalo Seirei Roshei Chodoshim. That works for Seirei Regalim, but not the Seirei Chodoshim. Ama Seirei Roshei Chodoshim Mechaprim. If he doesn't use Seirei Rosh Chodesh for that, what does he think the Seirei Rosh Chodesh is Mechapran? Ala Tor Shachal Eta Tamei. That somebody, so far all we've discussed is that the goof of the Adam is Tamei. And then he either entered the Mikdash or he ate Kodesh when his goof was Tamei. What about the reverse? The reverse is when he is Tahor, but the item is Tamei. Now we saw this in Makot, and in Makot, the Gemara differentiated. When his goof is Tamei, he's Chayav Karet, right? And he brings a Chatat. When he is Tahor and the item is Tamei, it's only a Chiyuv Lav. It's Makot. So what are you doing over here? You need a korban. All of a sudden, you need kapara. When are we going to get that? The Gemara will discuss. But anyway, it's not a chiyuv karet here. It's not really a chiyuv chatat. It's simply a chiyuv lav that we're discussing over here. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol asirim kabratan shaveh. They all work the same way. Al tumat mikdash ukdashav. They all deal with one category, which is tumat mikdash ukdashav. Right, so we have to see whether he means that they all do the whole. It may be that they're not differentiated. We'll see this in the Gemara. Maybe that Rabbi Meir believes not like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather that every one of them does all of those. And there's no differentiation, that they all can accomplish the exact same thing. So Hayah Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seir Chodesh Chadashim Mechaprim LaTor Shachal Tatamei, which we just mentioned before. B'Shav Rigalim Mechaprim LaShem BaYidia Lo B'Tchila VeLo B'Sof, which is similar to Rabbi Yehuda's position. Shiyam Mechaprim Mechaper LaShem BaYidia B'Tchila, but Yesh BaYidia BaSof. That's what I like. So I'm below. Mao shikrvu ze bze. What happens if they get mixed up? Meaning, for instance, or not mixed up, really, they had a chatat that they were going to bring for one of the korbanei musaf. And then all of a sudden, they lost it, or they found another one, and they brought the other one. Now this one's left over. Can you use this for another regal, from regal to Rosh Chodesh? Can you use it from Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippurim? Are they interchangeable? Says Amalem, Yikrevu. Why not? Bring them over. They're good. So Amalelo, Hov, Ein Kapratan Shaveh, Ein Krevin Zebezeh. Well, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, who says that they do not all function in the same way, why should it be that you're allowed to bring one Korban Musaf from one holiday to another holiday, or from one holiday to Rosh Chodesh to a holiday, Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippurim? Why can you interchange them? They all don't function the same way. Amalehem, Kulan Bayim, Lechaper, Al Tumat, Migdash, Vichodashav. They're all in the same category. All right, so here, again, when Rabbi Meir says that statement, you don't know what he means. Kolam Shaveh, Al-Mikdash Chodeshav, does he mean like Rabbi Shimon means it, or does he mean like Rabbi Yehuda means it, or does he mean even something more than that? Right, that's unclear right now. But you see, what does Rabbi Shimon believe? That it's still one category. These are different permutations of the same category, but it is the same category, and therefore they can be interchanged, or you can bring one from the other, move them around. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, so it's Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda saying in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Sirei Roshei Chadashim Mechapim Al HaTorah Shechal HaTatamei. That's what we saw. Now, Mosif Aleihem Shel Regalim. So he has a different view of Rabbi Shimon. Suppose Rabbi Shimon before says that each one functions independently and does one type of kapara, right? The way Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda is explaining Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is that they're incremental. Rosh Chodesh does the least. The regalim are going to add on. Not that they are exclusive, but they include what Rosh Chodesh does plus. And then the Yom Kippur does the regalim plus. So what is that plus? It goes like this. It starts like this. Rosh Chodesh starts out. Rosh Chodesh mechapim al Torah shechal tatameh. Mosif aleihem shiregalim shemechapim al Torah shechal tatameh. And also val sheein bayudichia lo dechila lo b'sof. Does both of those. Then mosif aleihem sheyom haKippurim. Yom Kippur is and as on that sheein mechapim al Torah shechal tatameh. V'al sheein bayudichia lo b'tchila lo b'sof. Al sheein bayudichia b'tchila v'yeshia bayudichia b'sof. So all of these, each one is incrementally adding on. At least of the carbonate musaf. As long as we're talking about carbonate musaf, then we're talking about the additive factor. And that's why we have Shein lo b'tchila b'tchila, aval yesh b'yidia b'sof, which is what the Seir b'chutz, that's what the Seir musaf on Yom HaKippurim takes care of. Right, Amru lo, ma'u sheikruvu zeh b'zeh. So they ask the same question that they asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but here it's the new version of it. Amar lehem. So he says to them, hey, you can interchange Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur to Regalim, you can move them around. So I'm like, oh, imkein you shall Yom Kippurim krivim Rosh Chodeshim. I understand why the Korban of Yom Kippur can go on Rosh Chodesh, because the Korban of Yom Kippur includes Rosh Chodesh. Okay, that makes sense. How can you take the Korban Musaf from Rosh Chodesh to only deals with the Tahor Shachal HaTatameh, and then you're going to bring it to Yom Kippur that takes care of everything, the Chaper, Kaparash, in a Shalom, and it's going to be Mechaper on something that it doesn't cover. It was designated for Rosh Chodesh, only covered one of the three items that the Seir of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh covers. Again, the same answer, which is that they're in the same category of kapara. True, they have different manifestations, different levels of kapara, but they're all dealing with the same issue. They're dealing with the same issue. They can be interchanged. They can be moved around. Now, alza don tumat mikdash ukdashav. If he does it on purpose, b'mezid, he was tamei, he enters the mikdash. He was tamei, ate kodesh, but he did it b'mezid. Obviously, the karbanot, there's no chatat, there's no karban olor v'yored, none of these seirim, avrash kodesh, all of these, they can't deal with it. What can deal with it? Seir, aneseh b'frim, right, v'kvarim mechaprim. Right, so that is the seir b'fnim, and Yom Kippur and mechaper on that. Why is it the seir b'fnim? Because that's in the category of Mikdash Ukdashav. So when Mikdash Ukdashav are a separate category, we see that already because all the Musafim are dealing with it, plus the Seir Bifnim. The Seir, of course, the pair to the Azazel that goes in is also dealing with Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. So therefore, if someone has done it on purpose, it's not going to be a regular chatat. It's not going to be covered all your that takes care of it. It's got to be something special. What's special? The Seir Bifnim on Yom HaKippurim. But what about Ashara Beirot? What about the other Beirot? Shabbatara, Kalot, Vechamurot, Zdonot, Shkagot, Hoda, Velo Hoda, Asei, Velo Tasei, Kritot, Umitot, Beidin, Seira Mishtaleach, Michaper. That's the Seir Mishtaleach. So the Seir Mishtaleach deals with everything else. So everything else is on the Seir Mishtaleach except for Tumat Shabbat Mikdash Mikdashav, which is dealt with the by the Seir Bif Nim, because again, these Seirim of these Chataot are dealing with that category of Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. Now, Echad Yisraelim, Vechad Kohanim, Vechad Kohen Mashuach, right? They're all the same. They all under the same rubric. They get the same kapara. So now the Mishnah seems to say they're all equal. Then, Ma Ben Yisraelim, La Kohanim, Ula Kohen Mashuach. What is the difference between Israel and a Kohen? Wait, you just said they're all equal. I sat the Gemara ask. You said they're all equal. Now you want to know what the difference is. But Ella, Shapar Mechaper La Kohanim, Al Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. So that's the difference, according to the Tanakhama, is simply that the Seil Azazel works for both of them. The only difference between them is for Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. For Israel, it's the Seir Bifnim that does it. For the Kohanim, it's the Par Bifnim that does it for them. So the Par Bifnim and Seir Bifnim are equal, and the fact that they deal with Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav, one deals for the Kohanim, and one deals for Israelim, according to the Tanakhama, it's the only difference. Whereas Seil Mishdaleach, they both share. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Kashem Shadama Seir Nesa Bifnim Mechaper Al Israel, what helps Bnei Israel when the Seir Bifnim goes in? Seir Bifnim has no other action except Zrikat Adam, all the dam that is sprinkled. So by the par, the same thing, the sprinkling of the dam is what creates the kapara for the Kohanim. So just like the Seir Bifnim, the sprinkling of dam does Mikdash Mikdashav, so too the sprinkling of the dam apart does Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. The only thing is that there's something else you do to the par. What else do you do to the par? You do the same thing you do to the par that you do to the other Seir. By the Seirim, they're split, right? The Seir Bifnim and Seir Mishtaleach, the Seir Lezazel. Seir Lezazel gets the vidui on it, and the Seir Bifnim has the dam that's brought Bifnim. The par actually has both. The par has the vidui on it, and its blood is brought Bifnim. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, that's exactly right. They are parallel. The two Seirim equal the par. And therefore, the Kohanim are going to get their kapara through the par, and the Israelim are going to get their kapara through the Seirim, the two Seirim. And that's what he says right now. He says, Shem Shadam Asir Nasi Bifnim Mechaper L'Israel, Kach Dam Apar Mechaper L'Kohanim. Kashem Shevidu'av Shel Seir Mishtaleach Mechaper L'Israel, Kach Vidu'av Shel Par Mechaper L'Kohanim. So over here, you have the parallel, which is that the Kohanim get all their kapara through the par Bifnim, their Vidu'i plus the Dam Bifnim, which is the Vidu'i takes care of all the other Averot. The dam takes care of Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav, and the Israelim get it through their Shnei Seirim. The Vidui on the Seir Azazel, and the dam Bifnim on the Seir Bifnim takes care of Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. Okay, we'll stop here. The next line in the Gemara, it's actually a single topic about why we went to Shavuot right after Makot, but it's an interesting topic which I want to spend more time on tomorrow, which is about a little more about shaving and peyot. We dealt a little with it at the end of Makot. Here the subject comes up again, so there are two massive Tosafot here, and Machloket HaRishonim, which we'll hopefully get to discuss tomorrow.